now we're going to get a market update with all thanks to Sportsbet, and very interested in some Ashes markets as well, because, yeah, things are changing up there at the Gabba, and we're waiting on the fact that whether or not they're going to have a pitch to prepare properly up at the Gabba. Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet joins us right now. And, Hammy, what's the go with the Ashes? How are you, by the way?
Yeah, I'm very well, Boyd. A little bit disappointed to miss out on the tracksuit, but stiff upper lip. I'll hang in there for the time.
Well, you got them from the Grubs. You got a Grubs tracksuit, surely, from Sportsbet.
Yeah, working on it. They've cut the budget a bit this year, but yeah, fingers crossed we can get a bit of new merch in the new year. But in terms of the Ashes, the series betting is, of course, live up on the app. Australia, $1.30 favourites. The market hasn't been affected too much. All the stuff going on in the last couple of weeks. England at $5. And a drawn series, you're getting a bit of value there, $8.50 for this year's Ashes to be a draw.
Fair enough. Yeah, the draw has come in for the first test as well, I understand, because of the prevailing wet conditions up there in southeast Queensland.
That's right. La Nina going to play a bit of an effect right the way through the summer as well, of course, boys. But we've got the Big Bash kicking off on the weekend as well. So I'm going to have a quick look at the outright betting market there. The Sydney Sixers, there's a $4 favourite. To make it a three-peat, it'll be for them this year. The punters like to look at the Perth Scorchers at $5. The Melbourne Stars, they haven't won one before, but they are stacked with World Cup winners. I wonder whether a bit of that winning feeling might permeate down to the Melbourne Stars. They're $5.50. The Hurricanes round out the top four sides at $6.50. Beyond that, the Thunder, they're $7. The Heat are $8. The Strikers are $9.50. And the Melbourne Renegades, absolutely friendless in the betting, boys, $13.
Yeah, I'm with you on the Scorchers. How their squad, they'll have Mitch Marsh, they'll have Inglis. Yeah, I reckon. Well, Mitch, actually, is he over there? I'm not sure, but Scorchers always hard to beat. Their big issue might be that they're travelling a fair bit. Top runs and wicket taker during the tournament as well, Hammy?
Yeah, let's play up the Stoin. He is the $7.50 favourite to be the top run scorer. Glenn Maxwell, he's best backed at $11. Your man there, Adam Mitch Marsh, he's in there at $14. I think he will start the tournament with the Scorchers, which is good news for him. I quite like Ben McDermott at a bit of a price here. $19 you're getting for Ben McDermott.
Yeah.
He's had a bit of success. He's been in the international team before as well. Dominates the Big Bash. I think he could be a really good bet at a price there. In terms of the top tournament wicket taker, the weight of money so far suggests a race in three. Adam Zampa is the $8.50 favourite and best back. Rashid Khan's $9.50. And Tanvir Sanger is $13. But the one I like from Afghanistan is Mujib. He's a mystery spinner. I think probably Fletcher would be a good mystery spinner as well with those busted fingers. He'd be a bit of a Mujib out there in the middle. He played less than half the tournament last season, and he took more than half the wickets of the top wicket taker, Jai Richardson. So he'll have the full season this year. There's no international cricket for Afghanistan. So Mujib at $11. I quite like him to be the top wicket taker.
Sneaky little tip, Hammy. Love it, mate. Thanks very much for joining us. And yeah, go well and bring on the cricket. Cheers, mate.
Gamble responsibly. See you next time, boys.
Of course, Hammy Goodman from Sportsbet. Sportsbet's bet with mates. Start your group. Bet together. Share the moment. Conditions apply. And of course, always gamble responsibly.